Hello, everyone. Let's get our energy up and start this day off right. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, where I tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. Tomorrow's hashtag, Your Word Wednesday. Your word can make it in the show and boost our vocabulary. Submit your word and definition in the comment section on my most recent post at Coy Wire on Instagram, TikTok. Put your school, city, state, and teacher's name in there, too. Let's rise up. Now, tonight is a huge night in the U.S. for politics. The first presidential debate between Democratic candidate Vice President Kamala Harris and Republican candidate former President Donald Trump. It's a 90-minute debate taking place in Philadelphia, and it comes with some interesting rules, including no pre-written notes allowed on stage, though they can have a pen to take notes during the debate. The candidate's staff members are not allowed to interact with them during commercial breaks, and there will be no interrupting the other candidate. When one candidate is speaking, the other's microphone will be muted. Former President Trump won a coin toss and chose to give the last closing statement. The debate will be hosted by CBS, but you can watch this special event live on CNN tonight at 9 Eastern. Now, this was supposed to be the second debate between former President Trump and President Joe Biden, but that all changed in July when President Biden announced he was suspending his campaign and Vice President Harris became the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. Our Brian Todd takes a closer look at how it all came to be and how debates like tonight's can provide defining moments that can determine who eventually becomes the next president of the United States.
I've been proposing that everybody, they pay, the millionaires pay 1%.
It was the debate performance that changed the dynamic of this race, ultimately ending President Biden's candidacy for re-election.
For what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Biden, after a disastrous debate, leaving top Democrats looking for a way to get him out of the race or openly questioning his fitness for office. From Biden to Nixon, a period spanning more than 60 years, fraught moments in debates have often been decisive. September 1960, in the very first televised presidential debate, Richard Nixon, who was ill, was visibly sweating, while his opponent, John F. Kennedy, looked youthful and composed.
When the two were viewed side by side, and you asked yourself, whose finger would you like to be on the nuclear button, it became clear you didn't want the sweaty guy from California.
In the vice presidential debate in 1988, Dan Quayle characterized himself as a Republican version of a young John Kennedy, which teed up his opponent Lloyd Benson perfectly.
Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There were the wordless missteps, the body language gaffes. At a debate in 2000, Al Gore audibly sighs.
There's differences.
And in another debate that year, Gore gets a little too close to George W. Bush on stage.
Any little tick or habit that a candidate may have is something that voters could seize on, and it could change the way they view the candidate.
Analyst Hans Nichols believes if the September 10th event is the only debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, there will be more pressure on both of them to perform well at that debate and to not mess up. Of the two, Nichols believes there's more overall pressure on Vice President Harris because she's had fewer unscripted moments recently.
Pop quiz hot shot. The Red Sea is part of which ocean? Pacific, Atlantic, Indian, or Arctic? Put your hands up if you said Red Sea. It's an inlet of the Indian Ocean and sits between Africa and Asia.
Newly declassified video of a Greek tanker called the Sunion shows it burning after being attacked by Yemeni Houthi rebels. A U.S. defense official tells CNN it is still burning in the Red Sea after being attacked on August 21st. The tanker is carrying 1 million barrels of crude oil, and Pentagon officials warn of an environmental catastrophe. While the fires have not yet reached the barrels, U.S. officials say the vessel appears to be leaking either fuel or engine oil into the busy waterway. The 25-person crew was rescued following the attack, but attempts to salvage the tanker have so far been unsuccessful. The Houthis' attack on the Sunion is part of a months-long campaign against commercial ships along this route. The Iran-backed militants say it's in response to the Israeli offensive in Gaza.
Next, it's time to get you some newsworthy inspiration for the day. We're taking a look at a CNN hero helping others affected by a disease she has herself, sickle cell anemia. Sickle cell disease is an inherited disorder that affects hemoglobin, the major protein that carries oxygen and red blood cells. More than 100,000 people have it in the U.S. alone, millions worldwide. Since there's no cure for sickle cell, this CNN hero is helping thousands of other sickle cell patients get the medical care they need to lead fulfilling lives.
I was diagnosed with sickle cell at 6 months of age. Sickle cell disease changes the shape of the round red blood cells into sickle-shaped red cells, causing severe pain, limiting the oxygen circulation to your organs. It wreaks a lot of havoc in the body. The disease has so much stigma. In Kenya, healthcare is decentralized to the county governments. In 2017, I made a decision to go back to my home county, Taita Taveta, to solve sickle cell in Kenya. Taita Taveta has an alarming rate of sickle cell disease. Access to care for sickle cell, it's very far away, and the government has very little resources. We are solving sickle cell in a holistic way. We are looking at the basic access to care. We're also looking at the individual. Hamjambo, shikamo mama. We have household visits where we assess their vulnerability status. Viungo na mifupa. If it's food, if it's water, if it's mental health support, or if it's just education, we can plug those holes and also engage them in social and economic activities that give them an income to sustain the nutritional levels in the home or support their lives in one way or another. Mahali kuna malaria, ku ugonja uko. Umeelewa? It's a very particular burden to live with sickle cell and to try and solve sickle cell for others in an environment where you have very little resources and you're making it up as you go. I am happy to be here. I'm happy to be alive at this age to do this, where I was told that I will not live beyond my 8th birthday.
Our story getting a 10 out of 10 today. Do not be fooled. These tasty treats are so good, they might be better than the real thing. Bakers at Camp Humphreys, a U.S. Army base in South Korea, say they have the legit recipe for Krispy Kreme donuts, and they are using it to give troops a taste of home. They did a taste test, and folks found them to be a-glazing. I'm not sugarcoating this. They said the Krispy Kreme dupes were better than the local donuts, a whole lot sweeter. And listen to this. Everything they dough for the troops. Military officials said giving troops authentic American taste while they're away gives them a little joy, and that makes focusing on their work a lot easier. So donuts at work or school are a good thing. Our shout out today is going to Cashman Middle School, Las Vegas Valley, Nevada. Rise up, Cougars. Here's to all you moving through the week with good energy needed to make it great. Have some fun today. Challenge someone to a tongue twister Tuesday. Red leather, yellow leather. 5 times real fast. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. You get it. Give it a shot, y'all, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow on CNN 10.